After winning last week, I suppose there's no real need to change too much or anything, and you haven't changed anything.
No, same team, same subs. We were delighted with the result in particular, with certain sections of the performance we were delighted with. We know there's things that we still need to improve on, and that's something that we've been working on during the week. And this is a game we're all looking forward to. You know, I mean, every single one of the players who was fit and available for the game today wanted to be involved because it's a huge fixture. We want to go out, we want to go and work extremely hard, play the football that we know we're capable of, and hopefully give our supporters something to shout about, which they've not had for the last few games in this particular fixture.
And there must be such confidence running through the players who were involved last week ahead of this one.
Well, I think when you win a game like that, you do take confidence. You know, the performance we had from certain individuals is bound to give them a lift. And I think when you get your top players getting a lift, it gives the whole group a lift. And I include staff in that as well, because we saw things last week that we were delighted with and gives us real hope, not only for today, but moving on in the season as well. So this is the first one. We deal with this one as well as we possibly can. And hopefully we all go away smiling.
And again, another strong bench, so if you need to change it, yeah, some quality players to introduce.
Well, we've always thought that the strength of a side is the quality that you have on the bench. And we've certainly got some quality there. And if these players are called upon, which, you know, 99% of the time, the subs are going to be very important. And we always say that to them, that they need to be ready, they need to be prepared, they need to make an impact when they come on. And if they're called upon, I'm sure they'll be really hopeful and determined to go and make that impact for us.
You've got some players who have experienced derbies before in your team, some players who will be having their first derby experience, and one of those could be a hero. Sometimes it's an unlikely hero, but have you made that point to some of them?
Yeah, of course we have. Yeah, I mean, you know, every game is about finding the hero for that particular game, and derby games adds that extra little bit of spice. I think today they can all make themselves heroes as a whole group, and you know what we have to do. We've obviously heard little tales about the last five experiences we've had in derbies. We've got to make sure that in years to come, supporters are talking about the team that went to Sunderland in 2015, and whoever that might be who steps up and does the performance that gets the result for us, we don't really care who it is, so long as we get the result today.
And just on the kit that you'll be wearing today, I'm sure you'd have loved to have been able to wear black and white stripes, but you're unable to, and you'll be in your change blue kit.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a major issue, is it? I mean, we are black and white. That's what Newcastle United are, and obviously that is our preference, and everybody in the football club has asked to have that, but... You know, we're guided by Premier League and by the PGMOL, and we have to understand that and we have to accept that. But the kit won't make a difference today, and I'm quite sure if we win the game today, everybody wants to wear blue the next time as well.
Thanks, Paul. Good luck.
Thank you. Thanks.